SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Staff members of Vera Technical High School benefit from Logistics Hub training program. And if you don't know the significance of a knife falling on its back, you'll want to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. All this and more on today's program. Welcome. More than 100 academic and administrative staff members at Vera Technical High School in Hayes, Clarendon have successfully completed a training course on the Logistics Hub initiative. The free interactive training course was offered through a partnership between the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI.
Our preparation process is important. The purpose of this was to give you a greater understanding of how the global context work. So ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity that we can use to transform our country. The purpose of this lesson was to give a better understanding of the concept and the context in which we can now see our opportunity.
Executive Director of the CMI and Head of the Logistics Task Force, Education and Training Division, Dr. Fritz Pinnock. The training is part of efforts by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to prepare Jamaicans for the Logistics Hub initiative. Close to 3,000 persons have received training to date, including staff members of Scotiabank, Jamaica National Building Society, and the Old Harbor Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the island to developed country status over the next 16 years. Vision 2030 is on a mission to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit PIOJ's website at pioj.gov.jm for more information. And here's an interesting glimpse of Jamaica.
Yes, when we little and then tell you about knife stand up on the back, they always say you have a trouble. So one day, while I was at home, Ted put down the knife. And when he put down the knife, he called me and said, Mommy, the knife stand up on the back. And he said, oh God, boy, you have a trouble, you know. You have a trouble. And he did work out. Beam. I'm Joycelyn Ellison.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. On the community notice board, application is open for nomination of eligible young persons for the Prime Minister's National Youth Award for Excellence. The award is open to all Jamaican nationals aged 15 to 24 years who are living in Jamaica and the diaspora and have attained excellence in various fields. Application forms may be downloaded at youthjamaica.com. Deadline for submission is January 15 at 5 p.m. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, our engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until tomorrow, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.